word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to another edition of Consider His Word. What a blessing it is to have you join us today, and I hope that our Bible study will be a blessing to you. We appreciate you listening, and we would ask that you pray for this ministry. And pray for our ministry at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation here in the Everglades, and we'd appreciate that so much. We're going to continue our study in the New Testament. We've been talking about the letters that Paul wrote to the different churches. Remember in Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5 says, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." Paul went throughout the region, the Asia Minor, preaching the gospel and starting churches. We've talked about the church at Rome. Paul didn't start the church there, but he wrote to them. We talked about the church at Corinth, and Paul had gone to Corinth. Today we're going to take a look at Galatia and the region of Galatia and the letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians. So we're going to begin there in Galatians chapter 1. I'd encourage you, if you can, find you a Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals that we've been giving away. We'd love to get one into your hands. These are little pocket journals. You can carry them in a shirt pocket. I carry mine in my shirt pocket and take it to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. I'm able to write down the prayer requests and keep those all week long. They're great little journals to carry with you. We'd love to send you one absolutely free. All you have to do is just contact us, tell us where you're hearing this broadcast today, and send us a mailing address. Now listen, I'm not going to send you a bunch of email. I'm not going to send you a bunch of letters. I know that one year I donated a little bit to a ministry, and I think they sent me something about three times a week. It just was just absolutely ridiculous. I'm not going to do that to you. You'll hear from me once, I'll respond to your request, and that will pretty much be it. So you can contact us in a couple ways. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Just click on the link that says contact us, and again, send us an address where we can send you your prayer journal and where you're hearing this program today. You can email me directly. It's probably the easiest at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We actually get most of our responses from letters, and so you can write to us, and we will respond that way as well. Our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get to the book of Galatians. I want to go ahead and read the introduction of Galatians as Paul wrote to the churches. Now, I should mention this first. Now when we talk about Galatians, we're talking about a region. This was not a city. It was not one particular city. There were a number of churches that Paul helped start in the region of Galatia. They believed that they kind of centered in one place and from there went out preaching the gospel. And so when Paul wrote to the Galatians, it wasn't to one church, it was to a region. You might think of it as like a county or a state. Now, books like Corinthians and Ephesians, Philippians, these were written to specific cities or the churches in those cities. This was more of a region, a wider region. And so he wrote to them, and interesting thing about Galatians is Paul did not dictate this letter. He wrote it himself and mentioned that toward the end of the book that this was in his own hand. Many of his letters, we believe it was because of his poor eyesight and other issues that he was dealing with that he would sometimes dictate the letters and have them sent. We believe Galatians, that he penned it himself. Verses 1 through 5, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches, notice plural, churches of Galatia. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us in this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I want you to notice that Paul, in his introduction, specifically mentioned that he was an apostle not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. This gave him some credibility. And this was important, particularly for this region of Galatia, that Paul wanted to establish his authority. He's about to use some very strong language with them and tell them something that was very important. I want to get to it right away. There are a number of issues and problems that they were having at Galatia. Now, you know, every church has its issues. Every church has its problem. If you ever find a perfect church, the minute you join it, it won't be perfect anymore. That's true for me too. There is no perfect church. And the church at Galatia had some problems and had some issues. And Paul particularly wrote to them about these problems and about these issues. He begins first off with what was the most damaging to the people in these churches. And so the first problem was that of them receiving and believing a different gospel. Not the gospel that he preached, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were believing another gospel. And so he writes to them about that. I'm going to begin reading in verse 6. Listen to what he says. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now, this was not simply the same gospel preached by somebody else. This was another gospel. This was a false doctrine, heresy, that somebody had been bringing. In fact, he goes on and says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. In case they didn't get it the first time, Paul said it again in verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach another gospel unto you than you have received, let him be accursed. Tell you, there is nothing more dangerous or more damaging to a local church than another gospel, a gospel that is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul gave us that gospel. He mentioned it back in Corinthians. We were in Corinthians last week, but I want to go back to chapter 15, and Paul wrote to them, and here's the gospel and the gospel in a nutshell. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And he goes on and gives an account of many eyewitnesses. Now, the gospel is that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, and that he rose again. The problem with another gospel is, first of all, it's very subtle. These things can sneak into our churches, and in fact, sometimes they come in even an unspoken way so that people don't realize what's really happening. Now, another gospel would be any gospel where we add something to the gospel. Many places have added works that, it's great to receive Christ, but you need more. And so they would add some sort of service or some kind of works that say, you've got to go knock on so many doors, or you've got to dress a certain way, or they'll find all these little subtle ways to add something to the gospel. When you add to the gospel, it makes it another gospel. And Paul said that if anybody comes preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. Now, basically, when he says, let him be accursed, Paul is saying, let him simply go to hell. And he's telling them, this is a serious matter, that if they bring another gospel, that there are dire and serious consequences. So, another gospel would be a gospel where we add something. And this is what was going on in the churches at Galatia. We're going to touch on this a little bit more later. But I also want to mention that another gospel is when we take away from the gospel. When we take away the death of Christ, and some would try to do that, or take away the fact that he really died and was buried in a grave, buried in a tomb, and that he rose again the third day. You see, there's the whole gospel, and it's by believing the gospel that we get saved. I'm reminded of when Jesus in John chapter 11 came to the grave of Lazarus, and he told him to remove the stone from the door, that he's going to rise again, and saying, yeah, we know he'll rise again. And Jesus said, no, now. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then Jesus said, believest thou this? Or do you believe it? Do you believe the gospel? Simple and clear. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Nothing added, nothing taking away. And this was a problem at the church of Galatia. Is they were actually people that had come there that were adding to the gospel. And they were telling the people they had to do more than trust Christ to be saved. We're going to have to pick up here next week because we're out of time. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.